Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. So happy to be here today with a dear friend of mine, Pastor John Smoligo. He is the Director of Outreach at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Irwin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer. It's a joy to be here.
Well, we're so glad you're here. Today, we get to talk a little bit about food. And, I think you and I are in agreement about food and breaking bread and sharing the bread with the community that has multiple symbolic levels to it, right? And so sharing
Absolutely.
the bread and sharing what the church can do for the community is wonderful. And you sent me an email and you told me about this wonderful community meals ministry at Holy Trinity in Irwin. So take it from the beginning. How does something like this start? What is it? Who does it serve?
Okay, I started this just a little bit of a further direction here. When I was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I started it for the city of Lancaster, where we had community meals every night of the week. And wherever I've gone then since then, we've developed community meals at least one night a month to provide a meal for a variety of reasons. It could be for people who are lonely, it could be for people maybe who need the assistance to have a healthy meal. It could be just for people who seek c companionship. And also, as I said, it's for people maybe who financially would benefit from a meal such as this. And so, recognizing the needs within all communities, actually, for this type of thing, we started it here at Holy Trinity about 2 years ago. And in so doing, we get a variety of people who are looking for friendships and a sense of community, people who are looking for a place to receive a meal. They find their way here to Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. And the meal is always served on the third Monday of every month. And the doors open at 5 o'clock, and the dinner is served at 6 o'clock.
And you're very excited about what happens when people come into the church because it's more than just a meal, correct?
It is. We offer it actually two different ways, but as for the community meal, people are starting to develop a sense of community. Us who staff it are knowing the people by names. We sit, we talk, we communicate. There is a sense of community among the people who do come. We are right now averaging about 40 to 50 every time. And we also have clothing that's available that the people can see if they would like. We provide laundry pods and dryer sheets. We occasionally put out items of food that they're welcome to take. At Christmas time, we provided them with some essentials, and we also gave them an Aldi's gift card to each one who came. So we provide more than just the food, we provide the needs in other areas of their life as well. And there is a sense of community coming among all the people. And they come from as far away as South Greensburg and the greater Irwin area as well. So that's our third Monday of every month. And we also offer it on the first Sunday of every month as well. But it's offered in a different way. And it's done through something which is called dinner church. And we call it supper and sacrament. And it's a very informal worship time. And it's meant to follow the example of the early church of the disciples, where they would go into a home, gather for a meal, worship, and have communion. And so, following the example of the disciples and of the early Christian church, we gather on the first Sunday of every month at 6 o'clock, and we have an informal service around the table where we open up, the people receive the communion wafer, and then we break. We have dinner, we have communication, we have some prayer time, we have opportunity for people to ask questions about faith. And then after dinner, they receive the wafer, or I'm sorry, the wine, and then they're when it's all finished, they go home. So that's been a good way also. And the target audience is people who may have missed worship in the morning for some reason, if they've been away camping and it gets the opportunity for them to worship. We have people who come because they like the sense of community. They like the informal way to worship while still using the essentials while gathered around the table. A key thing for that too is the people commune the person next to them. So I consecrate the elements and take it to the table, and then they commune the people who are next to them, and the bread goes around the table. And that's been an intimate part of it as well. We do have the meal. We provide the meal, and it's a good, stable meal. And during that time, there's just wonderful communication, community building, friendships develop, and people just being heard. And like I said, they come for different reasons as well. Some are people who come from our community meal are starting to come to that as well.
And who prepares all this meal? You must have a wonderful troop of volunteers. Tell us about them.
The community meal, that's the one that meets on the third Monday of every month. It's they're the members of the church who have formed a committee, more or less. They take the opportunity. People just sign up to cook. They come in to clean up and set up. They greet people at the door. But the cooks are basically right now just from our church. They provide the meal and we provide the budget. But the people from the church cook the meal, spend time here at the kitchen getting everything's ready. And so it's a good group of men and women who provide the meals.
And
And
they, I
the
mean, they're cooking all this stuff. They're serving it. They're cleaning it up. I mean, that's a heavy lift.
It is a heavy lift. And I'm looking at right now at the list for the next one on June 16th. And we have 7 or 8 people involved in that. And so that's been a good thing to see because we have a good group of people. And I think it, overall, a growing number of people who want to be a part of this because they can see the need for it for our community.
Isn't that wonderful? And is there a website or social media that people can learn more about this if they wanted to participate?
We are in the process of getting that developed because we had started it and wanted to see how it would go. And so we are doing that. And what I do is the week before the meal, I send it to all the community Facebook pages to be posted on them. And so all the community people who see those can indeed see what's going on. So they're getting used to that. So we do it for the dinner church and we do it for the community meal as well. One other thing, Jennifer, that we do is we have a member who goes person to person and asks them if they have any prayer needs. And so if they do, they take their name down and then what their need is. But however that person feels comfortable, we ask them their need, write it down, and then we remember them in worship on a Sunday. We also have our prayer group pray for them as well. So they have that component, and we have a lot of people that will respond with what they feel their needs are and the need for the prayers.
And you really seem to love the community in Irwin. That was a great placement for you, huh?
Oh, I love community work. I love outreach work. And being able to cook enough on the community meals on the third Monday that we intentionally have the 14 people at Irwin Manor that we constantly do deliver to on that Monday. And also, if there's extra left from the community meal, or I'm sorry, for the dinner church, which is catered, right now we do have that catered. And so if there's food left, we again take the meals down to Irwin Manor to the 14 people. And then last night we had a gathering of our younger adult group, and there was food left from that. And we're boxing it up and taking it down to provide the meals also for the people down at Irwin Manor. There's 14 of them. So, yes, the reaching out to the community is very, very much a part of my heart and a part of my life.
And you're very public. I saw you last weekend out and about taking pictures, walking around. You're very involved, even in the business and professional group. Do you want to tell us about that too?
Yes, I'm a part of the Irwin Business and Professionals Group. In fact, I'm secretary. And I represent the church. That's part of outreach, is being a part of that group and seeing how we can reach out and be a part of the community. And I was elected secretary of the group. And so I appreciate all that they do. Last time, Jennifer, we did this interview of this type is when I did the St. Patrick's Day event here in Irwin. And it turned out to be a very large event with a lot of children. And we had a magician who came in, and we anticipated this to happen, but we had so many families come to that event, we had to have him do the show twice. So, but that's how Irwin is. I think Irwin is a wonderful community, has so much to offer, and being a part of that group does allow me to see where the church does fit in, but I'm also very touched by how they have received the church and received me as a part of that group. And so I do enjoy walking the town. I was a greeter on Saturday. It's starting at 7 in the morning to direct people to where they go and to welcome them and to have them be here. And then, as you said, I went booth to booth to booth to booth and welcoming the people just to see if they needed anything and what we could do for them if they did have any questions. And then did take pictures so we can start advertising that on the IBPA website, and that will be put up this week.
Oh, you're like the mini mayor of the town, going around and talking to everybody. It's like you grew up there, but you didn't grow up in this area, right? It was the church that brought you here.
No, actually, I grew up in Irwin. I'm a Norwin graduate.
You did. I didn't know that.
I did. I grew up, in fact, the church where I'm serving here is director of outreach. I grew up in this church, and I received my confirmation here, and I received my first Holy Communion here, and went through Sunday school here, and my parents were active, and yeah, so I grew up in this church, but then it was the ministry which took me away to go to seminary, and then in parishes I served in Pennsylvania and Baltimore, I served in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and then came back to Greensburg to be closer to home. And then when I retired the first time, I didn't like it. I didn't like retirement. So I went back after 2 weeks of retirement, and my bishop was gracious to let me go to a part-time church, which is what I wanted. And that was up in wonderful Blairsville. And I loved the community there as well. But I had the chance, I retired from there, and we were looking for a church. And my wife and I decided to come from Greensburg to here to go to church. And so we commute for church. And after being here about a month, they asked me if I would be director of outreach. And so that's how I got here and became a part of the staff here. And with my areas of interest, it's a perfect fit for me. And I get to work with a wonderful pastor, Pastor Sarah Lee Faulkner, who's just wonderful. And it's just a good fit.
I'd say it's a good fit all around in your home. So, are you seeing a lot of people that you grew up with now that you're back in town?
I do. A lot of them are in the church here still. And when I was at Harold Zion in Greensburg, there were several there that I knew. And I can go almost any place now and see somebody maybe that I grew up with. Some of my godchildren are in the area, and I get to see them more frequently. And it's just a great joy to be in Irwin, because I think Irwin is the best place to be.
It is a really wonderful community. And I am very glad that you're on the show today, talking about the wonderful work that the Lutheran Church in Irwin is doing to serve the community in more ways than one. And you and I both know that breaking bread together can have a big impact on people's life for sure.
Absolutely.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about food, this time the Food to Go for Kids Weekend Backpack Lunch Program. This is a very big program. It's a wonderful outreach that's really helping about 150 kids in Westmoreland County. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Happy to be here with a dear friend of mine, Pastor John Smoligo from Holy Trinity in Irwin. He always has such great ideas for radio shows. So I said, Book your calendar. We're going to get together. We're going to talk a little bit about the wonderful things that are happening in your church and in your community. And one of them was a food to go for kids weekend backpack lunch program. So I assume that this is very important and sometimes an overlooked need in the community, particularly in the summer. So why don't you tell me about food to go for kids?
Okay, thank you. The Food to Go for Kids program started when I was at Harold Zion Lutheran Church in Greensburg, and we work with three elementary schools in Hemphill School District. And I had worked with the principal of Fort Allen Elementary School, and it was absolutely wonderful. And to see how maybe the church and the school, is there anything we could do to help them there? And we developed this Food to Go for Kids program. It's in its 10th year. And it started just with Fort Allen, and then two other elementary schools came on board. And what the program is to help feed children that might need assistance for food over the weekend. And we had done studies on this, which we found out that food over the weekend is critical because for students who have good meals, healthy meals, they will be better students. They will have more. Better solid relationships and feel good more about themselves is also. So we began this program, and it was just Fort Allen, and then, like as I said, two more joined on. The food that they receive are things that can be microwaved or things that are in box so that the children can take care of the meals themselves if needed for any reason. And we are now serving up to 150 kids during the school year in those three schools. And the program has just grown and taken off. And we have wonderful supporters in regards to people who help provide the meals. We have nine churches, one synagogue, and one Lions Club that are on a part of a rotation. They purchase the food, they pack the food, they deliver it to the schools, and then the schools deliver it on the child's. They're right now doing it on Thursdays to send it home. And so it's been very, very good. If it's a longer weekend, they get also Aldi gift cards. It depends on the length of time, depends the amount of the gift card. But it's just a new thing we developed this past school year so that we figure we gave them enough food for the weekend. But what happens if they have one, two, 3 days off school on either side of the weekend? What do they do then? So that's when we started the Aldi gift card program.
And what was the reaction from the community and from the staff and principal?
The reaction has been overwhelming. The principals have been great to work with. We work with a person in the Hemphill School District. Her name is Darcy Markovic, who is just a wonderful, wonderful person who gives us a good sense of direction, who works with us, who helps us determine what the needs are and how the needs to, can be carried out. And so she works with us, but it's been well received by the families. The schools have been absolutely wonderful with us. And the churches that are packing the synagogue and the Lions Club, they go overboard. They are just absolutely committed to this cause.
And what does it take? Tell me about the logistics of like who brings the food in, how is it packed, how is it distributed? Take us through that.
Okay, what happens is I have a committee that works with me. Since I'm the coordinator, I developed the committee. And we work with Darcy from that works with the school district, and we come up with a list of items to pack. So what that does, then those go to the churches, to the Lions Club, to the synagogue, and they go then and purchase those items. They'll keep them at their churches and in their synagogue and at the Lions Club, and whenever it's their turn to pack, they'll get representatives from their different places of where they are, and they will pack them. And then someone from those churches will then deliver it to the schools.
So this is a true community event. I mean, this isn't one church. This is multiple groups working on a project like this.
It is. And not just that, we also, this year was the first year we did the, the Aldi gift cards. And we were really fortunate. We had a two community organizations that gave us enough money that we could buy the Aldi gift cards without having to take anything from our budget. And so that further brought in a sense of community. And so between the churches and the community organizations and the synagogue and the Lions Club, we're just seeing this grow as people see the need that our children in these communities have.
And this is how many children is this helping now?
Be this year, it was out of the three elementary schools, there were 150 kids.
Wow.
And
And
I
so
think that's
the,
surprising to people as well.
yeah, and it's just from a handful of elementary schools too. So yes, that's a lot of kids. And then obviously the school district helps to identify the children and their needs, right? So you don't have to worry about any of that.
We don't worry about any of that. The school is the one that actually does all the intakes and whatever needs to be done to determine the need. And then they'll tell us, and then that determines, how many students will be receiving the meals. And the number changes throughout the school year. In the beginning, it might be lower. But after we had our 10th anniversary celebration, five more children in one elementary school were identified and began the program. So a lot will depend on how people maybe hear about it. It does go in through the elementary schools and the parents are made aware. But the more people hear about it, sometimes the higher the number goes, once the school helps determine that.
Wow. And so the kids, they're just literally taking it home with them. So it's fail safe, right? I mean, they're walking in the door with this, and then they know they can be fed throughout the weekend.
Exactly. And we've even had stories that some kids are so excited to have these that they actually start eating them on the bus. Just a couple have, but they're either hungry or just excited to get what they've received. So, we who pack and myself as coordinator and all the people involved, we have no idea who these children are. It's completely anonymous. And so we have no way of knowing who receives them. That's up to the proper person in the elementary schools themselves. They're placed in the kids' backpacks and they're packed in such a way that no other child sees who receives the backpack lunches.
That is, it's just such a noble cause. And so how do you schedule it then? You get together with all of the churches and community organizations, and everybody picks a week then, right? And they get started.
They're actually assigned. I figure out by see what the schedule is like. In fact, I already did that for the upcoming school year and what their schedule is going to be. I determine when are they going to get Aldi gift cards, when aren't they? And then I pass that on. And each elementary school has a person from one of the churches who is responsible for making the schedule up for that elementary school. And so that. They're actually my committee, and they're representatives of each of the schools. And then they are from the churches within the geographical area of those elementary schools. So they're the ones who develop it. And then we'll be sending out, starting this year, actually, we're going to be sending out more communication with them through emails, reminding them of their schedule, of their duties. And it's remarkable how it works. And we are so grateful that we have a community that supports this. Just as an aside, with our 10th anniversary, we had a big dessert that, and we invited the representatives from the churches and schools to come. We received a proclamation from the county commissioners commending us for this program that we have and the needs that we're meeting. And it's just something, again, as with the community meals, it's very, very dear to me and dear to my heart. So
It's wonderful. And this is ministry and outreach that you probably aren't still obligated to do, I'm going to guess, after your second retirement, but you're still doing it. Why do you still do it?
because I'm committed to it, I see the need. I know that it's there, and I have decided I will continue it for as long as I can. to make sure that those kids receive the food that they need, and that we have a community that can have an option of where they can get a free meal if they need one and would like one and needs a good home cooked meal. Those needs, I don't want to see left unattended, and I want to be a part of that.
And I'm sure you drag in all of your friends and family with you, right? You get as many people involved as you can.
Oh, I do. Not just the church here, say with our community meal or with the churches that I work with, but my family's very involved in their own way, and I know even they'll sometimes just come and eat just so they can be with the people who come to eat and be a source of community and friends to them.
This is a wonderful conversation that we're having. And once again, I ask, is there a website or social media or a way that people can get involved if they want to donate, if they want to help out at a local church or community organization? How can they get involved in this backpack program?
To get in the backpack program, the best way would be to call probably just the school district and have them direct you to the person. Or they could call me at that would work, or email. And we're in the process of determining what to do at the weekend backpack lunch program. They are on the Hemphill School District's Facebook page, I believe. So that part, they could even do it that way. Come in contact with me, maybe even through Holy Trinity. So whichever way people might feel comfortable doing, we have the list of churches that are involved, and they can find places to do that. And another way people can help also is if anybody would ever want to contribute the food items, but they have to be specific ones, so they would need to contact us. But it's they could do that, and we could help. They could help grow it that way. Another thing is if even financially somebody would want to help, so we can continue the Audi gift card program.
And you've had people step up, correct?
I have between the organizations, and we have individuals that provide some of the microwavable pastas, for example, on that type of thing. We've have people from our community meals. Who will help in many ways of packing lunches for that, or even people who contribute food to develop or to be delivered to the people who come to the meal.
Just a wonderful, wonderful outreach. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time to tell us about as well as the Community Meals Ministry at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Irwin. All this information, join them on social media, give them a call, see how you can get involved with all of this. Pastor John Smoligo, thank you for joining us today.
I thank you for having me, and it's a joy to be here. And it was a joy to see you Saturday. And even when you pulled up in front of my church a couple of weeks ago to say hello, those kind of things are very much appreciated and bring a lot of joy.
They do. It's wonderful to be your friend and wonderful to see you succeed in helping the community. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.